Hi there, I'm Elena Yugerova, and this is SEO in 2024 Additional Insights.
Elena, what's your additional insight for SEO in 2024?
So my tip for 2024 is for SEOs and businesses to diversify. This encompasses putting effort and embracing email marketing, social media such as TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, etc. As SEOs, we focus too much on Google. Yes, Google, you know, is the largest search engine by far, but Google isn't the only channel you can drive traffic or leads from. Millions of searches are made daily on different social media platforms. So it's foolish not to utilize those platforms. It's our job as SEOs to find that audience, to generate those leads or help sell those products. Whether it's through Google search, TikTok, it doesn't really matter as long as we find that audience and show our clients and their products in front of that audience.
So do these traffic sources, these channels, have anything to do with SEO, or is it simple another opportunity to drive traffic?
I see it as an SEO because, for example, Pinterest is, you still have to have a strategy, you're still kind of optimizing for keywords, you're still doing keyword research, you're still trying to leverage and rank high. I see it as an SEO, you know, SEO doesn't just equal search engine optimization for Google. There's obviously the debate whether TikTok is actually a search engine, but it doesn't really matter. That's an audience, and our job is to get traffic and generate leads from, you know, online, whether it's a blog, content, site, doesn't matter, whether it's an e-commerce site. Our job is to drive traffic so that that traffic converts into leads or, you know, people buy products.
But you mentioned email marketing first there. What does email have to do with SEO?
Okay, so email marketing is, you want to kind of build a community because let's say, for example, you know, COVID happens and you're a physical brick and mortar store and you have to shut down your physical store. Sure, you have online, but people obviously are more kind of aware of not spending as much, everything is very scary. But the people that will remain loyal to your business is your audience, and you build that audience through email marketing by, you know, engaging those people and building a community. And it's easier to build a community through by engaging with people. And social media is a very powerful platform where you build a community because the traffic you get from Google often comes and goes. So you want to keep those people, you know, so because build that community, because that is something that you can fall back on when things get hard.
I tell you what, in terms of email marketing, I remember quite a few years ago now interviewing Rand Fishkin about SEO. He hasn't been actively involved in SEO for a while, but he was telling me that the Moz newsletter, which went out at the time, when that included certain links or top resources, then quite often he would see a jump in where those pages were ranked in the organic SERP, possibly because of the traffic that were driven towards those pages from email. So Google was somehow discovering or telling the fact that those pages were receiving traffic and was possibly testing those pages to be ranked for different keyword phrases. It's difficult for that to be entirely tangible, but do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I suppose there is correlation between direct traffic and because I believe Google has come out and said that they don't want you to only have traffic from Google, you know, they want you to utilize other channels. So I think that direct traffic does correlate, you know, especially brand searches are extremely important. So to me, that makes sense. And it's something that I think has possibly, you know, added that through email marketing and that direct traffic.
Yeah, that's a fancier way of putting it. Correlation. That's a good good way of putting it, because Google is interested in promoting pages that are interesting to users, as opposed to just pages that have a certain number of links or authority from a certain domain name. And looking at traffic from other sources would be one way of doing that, I guess. Now, in terms of looking at other possibilities, you also mentioned TikTok, and you said, is it a search engine? Isn't it? Doesn't really matter. How do you measure traffic from other sources that don't necessarily have links that you can see where the traffic's coming from?
So I take this as part of a marketing, you know, SEO is kind of marketing. So oftentimes when you have a marketing campaign, sometimes it's very difficult to measure exactly what's delivered what. But for me, you know, putting efforts into these platforms is more about the community, the diversification, and promoting your brand and building a brand through that. Because if you, for example, spend so much time on TikTok, you go viral, people are going to remember your brand and they're going to search on it later on. So for me, these signals are much more important than, you know, looking at any numbers at all.
And in terms of correlation, do you attempt to put some kind of value to that traffic for future brand authority, so thus improving your organic presence in the future?
Yeah, for me personally, it's all about the brand. It's very obvious these days that if you are an established brand, people that search for you, that is going to kind of solidify your position in Google, especially because you're trusted and people are looking for you. They don't find you through a page, through a keyword. They search for your brand. So if, let's say you're a clothing brand, for example, and somebody sees your TikTok and in a month they Google you and they buy products from you. How is this not, you know, good? And how is this not an amazing part of, you know, your SEO effort? Even though it's not directly an SEO effort, it is something that needs to be considered. And, you know, with brand awareness, let's say everybody knows Gucci, for example, right? So how do they know about Gucci? Because they have done so much marketing and, you know, utilizing different channels. And people don't have to search for the best, the most expensive coat, you know, or stylish coats. They go to Gucci website directly. They don't need to find those through keywords. And this is what you want when it comes to utilizing social media platforms.
It's a great point, because by building that brand, you're enhancing that click-through rate for your brand search. And if everyone is clicking on your result rather than everyone else, Google obviously know that you're the brand and more likely to serve you for brand terms and related terms.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's free traffic. You know, you don't have to pay for PPC. You know, people just have to search for your brand name on Google and, you know, they can find you.
Now, one other platform that you're a fan of using is Pinterest. I associate Pinterest with e-commerce and images with e-commerce. Is it only e-commerce stores online that should be utilizing Pinterest?
So there is, for example, courses. There are some other products people can, you know, try to utilize and sell on Pinterest. Not everything works on Pinterest. So that is why if somebody is to decide to utilize social media channels, they need to do a bit of research. So it very much depends. But e-commerce does very well, for example, especially if you're clothing and fashion website, an e-commerce website, you can do so well on Pinterest and really, really drive a lot of traffic, which is great because, I mean, people can buy from you, which is all we want after all.
So what are maybe one or two tips that you could give about Pinterest SEO? What are one or two things that brands should be doing, or maybe another thing that a brand shouldn't be doing that you see people doing and you think that's a mistake?
So my top two tips for being successful on Pinterest is to utilize video. Now, I know a lot of people don't like doing video, but video is very, 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 very good right now on Pinterest. I think there is like people watch on a monthly basis, like 5 billion videos or something crazy on Pinterest. So video, utilize video. It's very simple because you can basically reuse your shorts from YouTube, TikTok, and add them on Pinterest. So generally stick to short videos, 1 minute, just like shorts. Utilize videos on Pinterest is my number one tip. And the second one, I mean, everybody knows, is consistency. But it's not so much about, you know, like posting once a day, it's about volume as well. So consistency, volume, and videos. And in terms of things that people shouldn't be doing, I suppose, as with anything, when people say, oh, we do social media, we do diversify, and then you see them posting once a week. Oh yeah, it's part of our strategy. We are doing Facebook, we are doing Pinterest, but they only post once a week. So if you are going to attack those channels, do it properly.
It's amazing the amount of video on Pinterest. I mean, I didn't think that so much video would be present on the platform, but I'm not particularly active on the platform. I see that there are different video aspect ratios that you can choose from, 1:1, 2:3, and 9:16. 9:16 is probably the more popular vertical video format. Is that the optimum format? And also in terms of what goes into the video itself, is it just a case of diving into the item, the product, and giving that a good review? Is there any style of video that works best?
Yes. So I always tell people about Pinterest when they ask me, will my niche webs, you know, work on Pinterest? And I always say this, if you can display the end result on your video or pin, it works. So for example, let's say again, you're an e-commerce, you know, business online, you have an e-commerce website and you want to drive more sales and more traffic from Pinterest to your website. What I will do personally, because fashion is so big on Pinterest, is I will create one video of how I would style my clothing products using a model. So for example, I'll have a person and I'll show examples in 1 minute how I'm going to style this brand's coat, jeans, you know, a belt, and I'll show it off. It's cool. And people are like, oh, that's really cool. And they're going to click and I'm going to have the products so they can buy them.
And just sticking with this just for 1 second, how do you try to ensure that your video is discoverable on Pinterest? Do you need to embed the video on your website as well? Is there a best way of going about doing that? If so, and are there other ways to actually enhance your ranking for your target terms on Pinterest?
So I naturally embed all my videos on my own posts in my own website, but you don't have to. So let's say you've just shot a 1 minute video on your Pinterest, sorry, on TikTok, it automatically downloads on your phone. So you just take that 1 minute video they've already shot for Pinterest and directly upload it on TikTok, sorry. And then you directly upload it on Pinterest. So you're basically reusing your content. You just need to upload it and then optimize for keywords. So for example, how to style a coat with jeans, if this is what you're showcasing. Add a shorter description, a few keywords and hashtags and ad tags, the link to your product or to your page. Maybe it's a blog post where you're showcasing it with product links, post it and it's going to go. That's it.
And seeding it, making it more likely to be discovered. I guess this is where email marketing could come in as well, because you could email your audience about videos that you've just uploaded to Pinterest and try and drive a bit of initial traffic to there.
Yeah. Do you mean like driving traffic from Pinterest to your website in order for people to sign up to your email?
What I think that's obviously what you're aiming for ultimately, but I meant driving a little bit of traffic initially to Pinterest to make it more likely that people are going to discover your pins and share them themselves.
To be honest, a lot of the times when something blows off on Pinterest or even TikTok, you really don't know why it blows off. So I can't tell you.
Okay. Just keep on going every day.
Just keep on going. But what I will say is that video pins perform obviously, very obviously, much better than just visual text pins or image pins.
And I think being 2024, we should touch on AI. Is there any preferred AI software or tactic or mechanism that you try to incorporate in your procedures that you can speed things up, that you can do more quickly because of AI?
Yes. So I utilize ChatGPT a lot for pin descriptions, and it helps me also create Pinterest boards. I utilize ChatGPT mostly for Pinterest when it comes to utilizing AI. Descriptions, it literally takes 2 seconds. Sometimes I read them, sometimes I don't, because I have basically a prompt. But this is kind of what I use AI mostly. I don't really create content using ChatGPT or anything like that on my website. I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I sometimes do AI assisted content, I edit it, but I prefer to do it myself. But yeah, this is as far as I go with AI.
Great. Well, you've shared what SEO should be doing in 2024. Now let's talk about what SEO shouldn't be doing. So what's something that is seductive in terms of time, but ultimately counterproductive? What's something that SEO shouldn't be doing in 2024?
I'm going to stay on topic here and say that SEOs should stop focusing 100% of their efforts on Google. This is basically what we just discussed. When you start learning SEO, it's oftentimes you learn how to get traffic from Google. Nobody's teaching you to utilize other platforms. Whilst we should all have strategies in place for Google, since Google owns the biggest slice of the pie, we should all also explore other channels. SEOs should think like a business. For example, let's say you are a clothing brand again, you have your brick and mortar business and an online store. COVID happens, you have to shut down your brick and mortar business. And what are you going to fall back on? Your online store. And this is what we're seeing with the recent updates on Google. people are losing everything overnight because they have nothing to fall back on because they've put all their eggs in one basket and only utilizing Google.
And does this piece of advice apply to every type of business? Because obviously we've talked about how Pinterest can be particularly effective for e-commerce stores. Should every type of business be trying to diversify their sources of traffic?
Absolutely. Every single business. Some platforms will work better than others. So that is why people need to do research and decide what platform works best for them. But the very minimum people can do is build a community at least through email marketing.
Elena Jo-Jarova is an SEO freelancer and you can find her over at SEOwithElena.com. Elena, thanks so much for adding your additional insight to SEO in 2024.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been your host, David Bain. You've been listening to an episode of SEO in 2024 Additional Insights, a majestic series that complements the original SEO in 2024 podcast, video series, and book. Find out more at SEOin2024.com.